USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA, USA, that's a big game, man.
A fired-up President Biden after the U.S. men's soccer team defeated Iran on Tuesday to advance to the knockout stage of the World Cup in Qatar. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. That match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Black Friday shoppers are setting a new record. The National Retail Federation says close to 200 million went shopping from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday, both in store and online. That's up from 179 million last year. SpaceX is set for an early morning launch.
SpaceX is planning a very early morning rocket launch Wednesday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to go on Complex 40 and is scheduled to lift off for the moon at 3:39 a.m. Eastern. They're sending a private Japanese moon lander to Luna. And if you live in the area, expect sonic booms. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tuesday, President Joe Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to act quickly and prevent a possible rail workers' strike. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, said the deadline to act is much sooner than December because suppliers may plan around the strike.
Many of the suppliers, if they believe there may well be a shutdown, will then not send their goods.
Consumer confidence in the United States is at a four-month low as inflation soars. A survey from the Conference Board shows Americans are currently less likely to buy big-ticket items, especially as housing costs rise. However, it shows consumers are optimistic about the labor market, which has remained strong despite interest rate hikes. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Over the weekend, at least 10 people died in an apartment fire in northwest China after the country's zero-COVID policies prevented residents from escaping in time. This comes amid anti-government protests over continuous lockdowns. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says these protests seem different than the prior ones.
Local civil protests are not uncommon in China, but these protests appear to have a different character. More widespread, more bold and brave, more fed up.
The 2022 hurricane season is coming to a close.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends Wednesday. There were three early storms and then no named storms between July 3rd and August 21st, the first time that's happened since the 1940s. Then things blew up with seven storms forming in September and November, bringing activity to near normal levels. One of the most powerful hurricanes to strike the U.S. in decades happened in late September when Hurricane Ian hit Florida as a Category 4 storm. It left nearly 150 people dead in Florida and several others in North Carolina and Virginia. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The first trailer is being released for Netflix's That 90s Show. The series is a spinoff from the hit sitcom That 70s Show. The series is set to hit Netflix on January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.